ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So Hare Krishna, this evening we are reading from Bhagavad Gita. Again we are beginning from chapter 1, observing the armies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So as usual, the first shloka, Dhritarashtra vacha, dharma kshetre kurukshetre samaveta yutsavaha, मामकः पाण्डवश्चैव किमाकुर्वत संजय। धृतराष्ट्र उवाच, धर्मक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे समावेतायुत्सवः मामकः पाण्डवश्चैव किमाकुर्वत संजय। धृतराष्ट्र उवाच, धर्मक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे समवेतायुत्सवः मामकाः पाण्डवाश्चैव किमाकुर्वत संजय। Dhritarashtra vacha, King Dhritarashtra said, Dharma Kshetre, in the place of pilgrimage, Kurukshetre, in the place named Kurukshetra, Samavetaha, assembled, Yuvatsavaha, desiring to fight, Mamakaha, my party sons, Pandavaha, the sons of Pandu, cha and eva, certainly, kem, what, akurvata, did they do, sanjaya, O Sanjay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sanskrit Ki. Translation. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? So this is a question mark. Question. So, purport. Bhagavad Gita is widely read theistic science summarized in the Gita Mahatmya, glorification of Gita. There it says that one should read Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly with the help of a person who is a devotee of Sri Krishna and try to understand it without personally motivated interpretations. The example of clear understanding is there in Bhagavad Gita itself. In the way the teaching is understood by Arjuna, who heard the Gita directly from the Lord. If someone is fortunate enough to understand the Bhagavad Gita in that line of disciplic succession without motivated interpretation, then he surpasses all studies of Vedic wisdom and all scriptures of the world. One will find in the Bhagavad Gita all that is contained in other scriptures, but the reader will also find things which are not to be found elsewhere. That is the specific standard of the Gita. It is the perfect theistic science because it is directly spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna. So the topics discussed by Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya, as described in the Mahabharata, form the basic principle for the great philosophy. It is understood that this philosophy evolved on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is a sacred place of pilgrimage from the time immemorial of the Vedic age. It was spoken by the Lord when He was present personally on this planet for the guidance of mankind. The word Dharmakshetra is a place where religious rituals are performed is significant because on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present on the side of Arjuna. Dhritarashtra, the father of Kurus, was highly doubtful about the possibility of his son's ultimate victory. In his doubt, he inquired from his secretary Sanjaya, "What did they do?" He was confident that both his sons and the sons of his younger brother Pandu were assembled in that field of Kurukshetra for a determined engagement of the war. Still, his inquiry is significant. He did not want it compromise between the cousins and brothers, and he wanted to be sure of the fate of his sons on the battlefield. Because the battle was arranged for to be fought at Kurukshetra, which is mentioned elsewhere in the Vedas as a place of worship, even for the denizens of heaven, Dhritarashtra became very fearful about the influence of the holy place on the outcome of the battle. He knew very well that this would influence Arjuna, the son of Pandu, favorably, because by nature they were all virtuous. Sanjaya was a student of Vyasa, and therefore by the mercy of Vyasa, Sanjaya was able to envision the battlefield of Kurukshetra even while he was in the room of Dhritarashtra. And so Dhritarashtra asked him about the situation on the battlefield. Both the Pandavas and the sons of Dhritarashtra belong to the same family. But Dhritarashtra's mind is disclosed herein. He deliberately claimed only his sons as Kurus, and he separated the sons of Pandu from the family heritage. One can thus understand the specific position of Dhritarashtra in his relationship with his nephews, the sons of Pandu. As in the paddy field, the unnecessary plants are taken out, so it is expected from the very beginning of these topics that in the religious field of Kurukshetra, where the father of religion, Sri Krishna, was present, the unwanted plants like Dhritarashtra's sons, Duryodhana and others would be wiped out, and thoroughly religious persons headed by Yudhishthira would be established by the Lord. This is the significance of the word Dharmakshetra and Kurukshetra apart from their historical and Vedic importance. Om Ajnanate Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranvitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhara Si Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna. So here what we see, Dhritarashtra is curious. He was determined. So now this first verse of Bhagavad Gita, the only one was spoken by Dhritarashtra. So Bhagavad Gita, the first word, what is the first word of Bhagavad Gita? Dharma Kshetre. Okay. So what is the ending word of Bhagavad Gita? 18 chapter, last verse. Anyone knows? It ends with, by Sanjaya, quoting as Mama, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dharmadhara. So he tells, that is my opinion. So if you begin and if you end, it and it makes a one word, Dharma. So here what we see, that Dhritarashtra, he was fearful that he wanted that his sons, they should not compromise. Especially he didn't want his sons to compromise. And on the other part, he wanted is, Even the Pandavas, if they leave the battlefield, okay, well done. So, but on the other part, what he was thinking, because it is a battlefield and it is a Dharma Kshetra. So, now Kurukshetra means, actually there was one king by name Kuru. The story, it is mentioned in Gita Upanishad. So, this King Kuru, he was a very religious person. And he himself used to till the paddy field. So, one time, this place he chose to make it a place of pilgrimage, it is mentioned. And while he was working on the field, so Lord Vishnu, he came to test. So, he told, if you want to make this field as a Dharma Kshetra, then you have to give Dharma Bija. You have to give a certain kind of seed. So he said, yes, what can I give you? So he said, any part of your body. So it began with his left feet, left hand, right hand. So ultimately he wanted to give his head to the Lord. So by this the Lord was pleased. And Lord, he told, this place will be known by your name. And this place will be glorified in the world. So what we see here, this Kurukshetra, this is a very old history. So now, if we see Mahabharata, anyone can tell where exactly this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna comes in, which parva? Mahabharata, anyone knows where this is? Bhagavad Gita is part of which parva? Bhishma parva. It comes, it is a part of Bhishma parva. So now, what we see, this Gita Mahatmya, it is spoken in, anyone knows, Padma Puran. So we should know. If someone asks for reference, so we should know these things, that Bhagavad Gita comes in Bhishma Parva, is a part of Mahabharata, and Gita Upanishad, it is a part of Padma Puran. There is a Gita Upanishad, Shiva explains to Parvati. So, this Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, it is called Arjuna Visharda Yoga, Lamentation of Arjuna. So, it is divided into four parts. The first part is verse 1 to 13, preparations for war. Then 14 to 20, signs of victory. 21 to 27, Krishna as Bhakta Vatsal. And verse 28 to 46, Arjuna's doubts. So, among the Arjuna's doubts, there are five things we should know. Five reasons Arjuna put forward that why he doesn't want to fight. So, first of all, compassion. He felt compassion for all those who are there on the opposition side. Then, what he felt, even if I win the war, I can't enjoy it because I will not have my others, opponents, family members. Fear of sinful reactions. Fear of sinful reactions means he has to fight his guru, Bhishma, great-grandfather, and equivalent friends and so many others. Sinful reactions. Destruction of family tradition. Once the Kshatriyas die, the women in the family, they will be polluted by this bad, degraded person. So then, in the end, he was not decided. Indecision. So these are the five reasons Arjuna put forward why he doesn't want to fight the war. So now we should understand, now before the war, Arjuna is lamenting over here. If you see this chapter, although Prabhupada has given the definition, observing the armies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that Arjuna's lamentation. Now what we see sometimes, if somebody is dying in the hospital or at home, so all people around, they are lamenting, isn't it? He's dying. So here what we see, even before the war begins, Arjuna is lamenting. So there is one story told by one Acharya of this Madhvacharya Sampradaya. So it is mentioned that while the battle was going on, Kurukshetra war, so when Arjuna lost his son, anyone knows what is the name of Arjuna's son? Yes, Abhimanyu. The day Abhimanyu died, so Arjuna was totally lamenting, despite hearing complete Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, he was totally in tears. And all others, they joined him. And when Krishna, he saw this, that Arjuna was crying, so Krishna also started crying. So now, after some time, Arjuna, somehow he overcame his grief, and he started looking at Krishna, and he thought, why, how come Krishna is crying? So then he went and he asked Krishna, why you are crying for, why you are lamenting for my son? Krishna said, I am not lamenting for your son, I am lamenting for you. And despite telling Bhagavad Gita, you didn't understand. Krishna, he told, even after complete hearing Bhagavad Gita, you are still lamenting. So what we see, even Dronacharya, when he heard that his son died, he also immediately gave up everything. He also lamented. He gave up the fighting. But on the part of Arjuna, what we see, he didn't give up the fighting. Next day he continued. So what we see, here Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita. This is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, what we see, it is essence of all Vedic literature. Like milk. What is the essence of milk? What is the essence of milk? No one knows, because nobody milk cows. Anyone milk cow here? Maybe we should learn. Okay. So, Bhagavad Gita, the essence of milk is butter. What is butter? So now, in Gita Upanishad, there is one nice verse. If you want, you can go to this thing, introduction. And Sarva Upanishad Gao. Okay, this is page number 27. One minute. Sarva Upanishad Gao. Dugdha Gopala Nandana. Gita. Okay, that's page 29. Sir, Malina, 1 minute. Bharatar, Sarvopani Dugdha Gopala Nandana. Sorry, it is 30th. Sarvopanishad Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Partho Vastha Sudhira Bhakta Dugdha Gopala Nandana. This Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, the essence of all Upanishad, is just like a cow. And Lord Krishna, who is famous as cowherd boy, is milking this cow. Arjuna is just like a calf. And the learned scholars and pure devotees are to drink the nectar milk of Bhagavad Gita. That is the Gita Mahatmya 6. So, now it is mentioned that Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita in Dhyan Mudra. So now some, they are in their own world. Anyone knows what is Mudra? Some, they know Nidra. Nidra means sleeping. So there is a other thing that is called Mudra. So in deity worship, we are like when you are offering to the Lord, Bhoga offering. So this is a Mudra, Arpana Mudra. When you are purifying, there are a lot many Mudras are there. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita in which Mudra, anyone can imagine? So anyone can tell? Okay. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita in Dhyan Mudra. This is called Dhyan Mudra. Okay? So most of the yogis, they sit in this. So just to control the mind. It's called Dhyan Mudra. And these two fingers, your thumb and the first finger, they come together and they form a ring. And how the milking is done? Not with these three other fingers. Milking is done with this thumb and the first finger. Okay? So you should learn milking the cow. So here what we see, Krishna, he spoke this Bhagavad Gita in Dhyan Mudra, and Bhagavad Gita also is called ripened fruit of all Vedic knowledge. So now here Dhritarashtra, basically the first word of Bhagavad Gita, because Dhritarashtra is speaking, he is being mentioned as Dhritarashtra watch. So Dhrita means who is determined. Now these are two words. When in Sanskrit, when you join two words, they become short. So Dhrita Rashtra means land. Maharashtra. There are different places named by different names. So one who is attached to his land. One who is attached to his own body. So our body is also one kind of land. So here what we see, Dhritarashtra, he is forcibly holding the kingdom back. In one sense, although he was physically blind and materially he was also blind. So Dhritarashtra had two great grievances. He had two great grievances that although he was elder to Pandu, because he was born blind, so he could not inherit, he couldn't become the king. So Pandu was made the king. So he lost. He couldn't become the king. And although when Pandu was cursed that by one Muni, anyone knows which Muni cursed Pandu, King Pandu, when he was on a hunting excursion? So there was one Muni by name Kindima. So it's another story. So Dhritarashtra, he knew that now Pandu will not beget any progeny and he will beget the sons, and he was blessed by Vyasadeva that he will have 100 sons. Dhritarashtra was blessed that he will have 100 sons. So later on it was realized that Kuntisi gave birth to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj was born much before Duryodhan. So again Dhritarashtra, he was grieving. So now his sons, they will not become the king. So it is understood that Pandu, oftentimes he could read the mind of Dhritarashtra. He knew what my elder brother is undergoing. So on that basis it is mentioned that Pandu, he was always out of this thing, Hastinapur. He was on war, or he will be in the this thing, especially in the forest, hunting animals, or he will be not much in the kingdom. So Dhritarashtra, he used to tell, okay, you can look after the kingdom, I am out. So this way, what is happening here, what we see, Dhritarashtra, what we see, that the word Dhritarashtra mentions that one who is attached to his own body. And the same situation is with the living entity. So, we as living entities, we are also like that blind Dhritarashtra. Why? Because we are always deluded by Maya. We are always deluded by Maya. Maya is always hanging some carrot. Prabhupada tells one story. A washerman, he wanted to move his donkey. And he hung one carrot in front of the donkey. And the moment the donkey was moving, the carrot was also moving little ahead, by same distance. So Maya has two weapons. One is called Prakshepatmika and one is called Avarnatmika. Maya has two weapons, we should know. Prakshepatra, all of you know what is Prakshepatra, means different kinds of weapons. So Prakshepatra means these are weapons. So Maya has different weapons. Me, nowadays everything is I. So from iPhone to iPod to so many things, everything is on I. Even selfie, what is the selfie? Everyone is taking his own photos. So that is called Prakshepatra. And Avanatmika means covering potency. Covering means she will cover your intelligence. Like when you catch one bird, you will put it in the cage. That is covered. So Maya, if you see in the material world, Ashahi Paramam Dukkham. Maya is always giving some temptation. Dhritarashtra, he was thinking, yes, one day I'll overcome. That day never came. But he was dreaming that one day I'll be the king. So then second, what we see, the attachment. Dhritarashtra, he had attachment for his son. It is mentioned that when Gandharisi heard that Kunti has given birth to a son, she was pregnant and she became very, very saddened, and she hit her womb, and that when she gave birth, it was a big iron, sorry, big flesh. So then Vyasadeva, he said, Vedvyasa, he told, cut it into 101 pieces and after 2 years they will grow. So it is mentioned the first son was to be born was Duryodhan. And just to welcome him, all the donkeys they were braying, all the eagles, jackals, they were howling. So all the court pandits, they were called. Then Vidura came, Bhishma came, what they predicted, this your son will be the cause of destruction of Kuru dynasty. Also there was a forecast by the demigods. But because Dhritarashtra was so much attached to this son, so this is another, Dhritarashtra means total attachment. Then third, Dhritarashtra, what we see, he was married to Gandhari. And the Gandhari was from Gandhar Desh, present day it is called Afghanistan. There was a king by name Gandhar. And Shakuni was brother of Gandhari. So Shakuni, he felt, how come my sister, beautiful sister, can marry a blind man? So I want to destroy the complete Kuru dynasty. So Shakuni had taken an oath that I will put Dhritarashtra into delusion and I will completely wipe out this Kuru dynasty. That was his oath, and somehow he succeeded. So what we see, our acharyas, they mention that Pandavas, they are the seeds of dharma, and Kauravas, they are seeds of adharma. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, it is mentioned that he is dharma personified, and Krishna is father of religion. There is one nice verse mentioned that wherever one Sanjay, he quotes, there is another verse comes somewhere in different scripture. It is mentioned that wherever Krishna is there, there is always victory. So that, if I recall, I will speak later on. So what we see now, this Dhritarashtra, although he knew that this Kurukshetra, because it is a dharma kshetra, the influence will be there. Now recently there was a lunar eclipse, isn't it? What is the influence? Darkness. The moon is covered. So Dhritarashtra, he knew that this war field, my sons, they may sometimes change their intention. Even sometimes the Pandavas, they also may change this thing. That was his understanding, Dhritarashtra's understanding. So the verse is, Jayastu Pandu Putranam Esham Pakshe Janardana. Jayastu Pandu Putranam Esham Pakshe Janardana. It is mentioned that, so wherever Krishna is there, there will be always victory. And it is mentioned that before the war, that Vyasdeva, he visited Hastinapur, and he told Dhritarashtra in private, the time has come, and it predicts that this will destroy your all 100 sons and all other kings who will be fighting for the sake of your son. So better be on guard. And Dhritarashtra, it is mentioned in Mahabharata, he was counseled by countless number of sages, not even one. We can make a big list of sages who counseled Dhritarashtra. But despite all this, there was no use. So it is mentioned that Sanjaya, here Prabhupada mentions that Sanjaya was sitting next to Dhritarashtra and he was explaining. So actually Dhritarashtra, he didn't want to see the battle scene. So on that basis, Vedvyas, he gave divine eyes to Sanjaya for 18 days. So it is mentioned that the 19th day, Sanjaya, he spoke to Dhritarashtra, the end of the war. After that, his divine vision was gone. His potency was withdrawn. So here what we see, Prabhupada writes in the purport, that Bhagavad Gita is the perfect theistic science. So Prabhupada explains that one should read Bhagavad Gita scrutinizingly with the help of devotee of Sri Krishna without personally motivated interpretation. So that you heard just 2 days back. So in material world, people have their own motivation. When they are putting something, writing something, so everyone has his ulterior motive. So Prabhupada writes, and it should come in disciplic succession. So what Prabhupada explains, the example of clear understanding of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains, it is given in Bhagavad Gita itself. So the way of teaching is understood by Arjuna, who heard it directly from Krishna. Because Arjuna, he directly heard from Krishna. So now, what is the specific standard of Bhagavad Gita? What is standard of Bhagavad Gita? That Prabhupada writes, it contains all that is contained in other scriptures. What is contained in other scriptures, but also that which is not to be found elsewhere. What Prabhupada writes, so what you are not going to find elsewhere, that also will be found in this Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada writes, Dhritarashtra inquiry, here are two parts in Dhritarashtra's inquiry. So here it shows that he is partial to his own sons. This Pandu and Kim Kurvat, here what is mentioned, that Mam, that means my sons. So here Dhritarashtra refers to his sons as Kurus, which shows his specific position in relation to his nephew, the Pandavas. So he didn't consider Pandavas as the part of the one kingdom. And Kurukshetra is a sacred place of pilgrimage, Prabhupada writes, from time immemorial, from the time of Vedic age. Also, it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam that one time during the solar eclipse, Lord Krishna from Dwarka and Brajavasis, including all the gopis, Radharani, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, they also had gone for this this thing, to take bath at Kurukshetra. So Prabhupada explains, Kurukshetra is a holy place and a place of worship even for heavenly denizens. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is personally present on the Pandava's side. So now we can imagine, Krishna, he is called Father of Dharma. So also in the Bhagavatam 6th canto, Dharmaraj, this Yamraj, he explains, Dharmattu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. He tells that Yamdutas, all these dharmas, they are quoted by the Lord. They are established by the Lord, not by this thing, Yamraj. So now we should understand here that Krishna is the father of dharma and he is present there. So nothing can happen the other way. So Prabhupada writes that Pandavas are virtuous. Therefore the holy place may influence to give them up. That was the opinion of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra is fearful about the holy influence on the fate of the battle because it may influence his own sons to compromise. So now what we see, the before the war, when the peace talks were going on, what he told Duryodhana, that I will not give even a land of a size of a needle. That was his determination on his side. So here Dhritarashtra, what he feels, that the holy place influence on the fate of battle, it may influence his own sons to compromise, or he hoped that under the holy influence the Pandavas may renounce their claim to avoid bloodshed. So what he thought, the Pandavas may say, okay, we don't want to fight. So it is mentioned that Dhritarashtra, he sent one message before the war. It is mentioned in the Mahabharata that Dhritarashtra, he sent one letter to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So I'll just read for you. So the letter goes, my dear Pandu Nandana, you are follower of Dharma. All people know about your truthfulness. Please know that this life is temporary. Thinking about this, you should not spoil your reputation. If the Kauravas don't want to give you any land, it's better for you to go to other land or kings and beg from them for your surviving. So this is a letter of Dhritarashtra. He sent to the Pandavas, especially Yudhishthira Maharaj. So we can understand here how much he was stubborn, that either he should rule, and also what we see, he heard all his sons dying 18 days. His sons were killed one by one by Bhima. So after the conclusion of the war, Krishna, it is mentioned that when he bought the Pandavas to take over the kingdom, Hastinapur, so it is mentioned that Dhritarashtra was burning with so much envy. So it is also mentioned that Dhritarashtra had the power of 10,000 elephants. He had the power of 10,000 elephants, equivalent to Bhima. He was equivalent to Bhima in power, in one sense. So what happened? So when he heard that this Bhima alone, he killed my 100 sons, so he was burning with so much envy. So what he decided, this, I will kill this Bhima just by embracing him when they come here to meet me. And Lord Krishna, he knows, and Krishna is the director of everything. He knew what is happening in his heart. He's like a supercomputer, where all other computers, they are connected. So Krishna could make out what is happening within his heart. And when the Pandavas, they came, so what Dhritarashtra, he said, now you are as good as my sons, so I want to embrace all of you one by one. Why don't you come and embrace me? So Krishna, he knew that Yudhishthira, he will come safe. So he told Yudhishthira, okay Yudhishthira, you can go and embrace Dhritarashtra. So now Bhima was, he was standby. So that time Krishna, what he told Bhima, just stand by, don't go ahead. So there was one statue made by Duryodhana, and he used to practice his mace fighting, gada fighting, on that, in that statue of, he had made a live statue of Bhima with the metal. So what Krishna, he did, he told Bhima, you push this statue, you just push the statue, and when it goes near to Dhritarashtra, I will tell, okay, now you embrace Bhima. So that way what happened, so Bhima, he pushed the statue, and Dhritarashtra, thinking that Bhima has come, so Bhima, his body was stilt body, so what he felt is, now Bhima has come, and it is mentioned that he put his complete power, Dhritarashtra, he put complete his power, and he embraced the statue of Bhima in such a way, there was a big sound. So what he felt is, he has killed Bhima. Although he was blind, he started shedding tears. Oh, what I did, in anger. So Krishna, he said, okay, don't lament. That was a trial version. It was not real Bhima. It was the statue made by your son. So he was exposed, in one sense, what we see. So we can't make out how much the envy, like Prabhupada explains, there is a Chanakya Pandit, what he mentions, snake is called Khala, the most envious creature in the world is the snake. So although snake is so envious, the snake can be subdued by mantra or some medicine herbs, but the human being, such a deadly snake, there is no mantra or tantra or nothing for a human being. So there is one more this thing episode. It is mentioned that one time the son of Drona. Now, who is the son of Drona? Anyone knows? Ashwatthama. Great. Yeah. Ashwatthama was also equally envious. It is mentioned that on the 18th day, when the battle finished, Ashwatthama, he personally killed the five sons of the five Pandavas. We can't imagine. They were sleeping. So he broke all the rules. Actually, there were 8 rules made. How the war is to be, war should be fought. So Ashwatthama, he killed the sons and also the remaining army on of the Pandava side. It's a big story. So it is mentioned that one time Ashwatthama, he was visiting Dwarka. This may be much before the Mahabharata war. So Ashwatthama, he went to the Krishna's palace in his where Sudharma palace was there, and he told Krishna, Krishna will exchange our weapons. I'll give you Brahmastra, you give me your Sudarshan. So Krishna, he said, I don't need your Brahmastra. Maybe if you want, I can let my Sudarshan work. If you have that power to hold, you can hold it. No problem. So Krishna, he said, okay, I am letting my Sudarshan, and here it goes. Catch it. So the moment the Sudarshan came towards him, so he couldn't hold it. He fell down and he was about to be burned by the fire of Sudarshan. Somehow he shouted, Krishna, Krishna, please withdraw. Call back Sudarshan. So Krishna, he called back Sudarshan. So after some times, he was back to normal, Ashwatthama. So Krishna, he asked, yes, why did you want this Sudarshan? So there is one saying in the Western, there is a saying, that is, kill the enemy with his own weapon. In Hindi, this is called, Dushman ko Dushman ke talwar se maro. So what he, Ashwatthama said, I thought maybe I should take your Sudarshan and I should cut your head. So you can you imagine? So that was there in his mind. So this is what is there in the material world. Because of the envy of the Lord, we are in this material world. So Prabhupada explains the example of clear understanding of Bhagavad Gita is given in Gita itself, in the way the teaching is understood by Arjuna, who heard the Gita directly from the Lord. What Prabhupada explains, benefit of such study, one surpasses all studies of Vedic wisdom and all scriptures of the world. Also Gita, in the Gita Upanishad, the last verse is, Ekam Shastram Dev Ki Putra Gitam. In today's world, many people, they want, you know, one thing, like one currency, one nationality, so many things they are doing, like euro or pound, whatever it is. So Prabhupada explains that one surpasses all studies of Vedic wisdom and the scriptures of the world. So specific standard of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains, it contains all that is contained in other scriptures. So that we have done. Now here Dhritarashtra, the second his understanding is that, so he explains Dharma Kshetra and Kurukshetra. The Prabhupada explains, Kurukshetra is a sacred place. Then, yeah, further, Prabhupada, he gives the analogy here that paddy field, Prabhupada explains, in the paddy field, unnecessary weeds are taken out. Similarly, in the religious field of Kurukshetra, in the presence of the father of religion, so Krishna is father of religion. Sri Krishna wanted that unwanted prants like the Dhritarashtras and his sons Duryodhanas and others would be wiped out. So in India, now also many people they cultivate the paddy, and when the paddy, the plants, they come out, there is many other weeds they are grown. Simultaneously they grow. So if we don't take out the weeds, then the rice will not come out good. What the farmers they do? They take out the weed and they can recognize the weeds. The farmers, they are very expert. The weeds also, they may look like the paddy. But the farmers, they know which is paddy and what is the weed. So this way, here Krishna is personally present to take out the weeds. The Prabhupada, he gives a nice analogy. So Sridhar Swami, he gives a explanation that Dhritarashtra here, although he is asking, but within his heart he was worried that his sons, they should not compromise. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he explains, due to association with the great place, evil Duryodhana and company could give up their anger and take to the path of Dharma. The Pandavas are naturally followers of Dharma, then both sides would have intelligence to see that they should not kill their own relatives and friends and would negotiate for peace. This Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes. So also Baldev Vidyabhushan, he explains, so he quotes that Jabala Upanishad, he explains, so we understand that it has become famous as a place for increasing dharma under its influence. Will my sons give up their animosity and give the kingdom to Pandavas? Or will the Pandavas perhaps who are always following dharma consider at this place of dharma that it is best to go to the forest out of fear of committing adharma in the form of destruction of family and tradition by fighting. So this is mentioned by Baldev Vidyabhushan. So now we are just left with 3 minutes. So anyone has any question regarding today's verse? Any question, comment? Okay. So thank you very much. Bhagavad Gita ki, Prabhupada ki, jai.